Before we get to the Davante Adams situation, there is something very, very important that needs to occur. I had a very important discussion with my wife this morning. I had a very important discussion with Tommy Lugauer this morning. And that discussion was...
You better clarify this. A conversation with your wife and then me?
Yeah.
please clarify.
Yeah, I spoke to my wife about something very important. And then separately, I spoke to Tommy about something very important. And a decision has been reached. For the postseason that begins in just 2 hours, I am starting a brand new scorebook.
Wow.
So, Tommy, do the honors and please bring in the beautifully new, unwritten in Bob Carpenter scorebook for the beginning of the postseason. There it is. Look at that book.
Oh, it's like the keeper of the cup walking in.
Oh, so beautiful. Hey, careful. All right.
Was that a hot tool on that thing?
Oh, Loogie. I have never felt nerdier about my life than
have
that
you?
Was just presented on
well,
the
this presents a great opportunity for me to bring up something football related to Tiki, and hopefully Tiki can talk about it straight for 5 minutes in a row, and I will start filling in my cards. I'm just kidding. Tiki's like, fine, go ahead.
I can do that.
But yes, I am beginning a new book for this postseason that begins in just a couple hours.
What if it's only two games and you wasted a whole book?
No, believe it or not, Sean, and it's important that you bring that up. This is a postseason scorebook that will last a lifetime. It's also a postseason scorebook that includes the New York Yankees.
Oh, do you have enough pages?
I have not missed a Yankee game scoring-wise since 2002.
Well, what happened?
Think about that for a second.
What happened in that game?
What happened in 2002?
Yeah, why were you not scoring that Yankee
game? It's a great question, Teague. I went out with my ex-girlfriend. She turned out to be just a real, special someone. I mean that sarcastically. I don't want to use bad words, but like B-I, the whole thing. So we did some kind of lame thing on that afternoon. It was the day the Angels eliminated the Yankees.
Because
you guys remember that?
She did not want you to watch baseball with her?
I don't even think it was watching baseball. It was pre-DVR. It was complicated. Listen, I was in my teens. I was really looking to just get action. And I knew this was necessary. But that's the last time I didn't score a Yankee game. So starting in 2003 with that incredible run they went on where Aaron Boone hit the home run in Game 7 and they lost the World Series to the Marlins, I have scored every Yankee game in postseason history dating all the way back to then.
Nice.
I'm a loser.
So the Yankees are in the book too. In fact, I've started thinking about it. My Yankees Bible. I'm thinking about it. Why not? I'm an independent baseball observer.
I don't think that one's going to sell as well.
You don't think so?
Just going to go out on a limb.
Yeah, the Italian fans with chest hair are not going to be into buying
it. Right.
You would buy that.
No, thank you.
So, okay, I won't sell the book, but I
now,
do score every Yankee.
You can ghostwrite it for somebody.
That's true. I could supply the scorecards for somebody.
Sean Morash.
Would you want to do that, Sean?
Sure, I could tell little stories.
You tell stories about all these Yankee playoff games, the good and the bad.
All the tailgates and the action that's happening outside of the game, and it's supplemented with the action that happened in
Perfect.
The game.
Yeah, the women in stands before each game.
Exactly.
Right?
Tiki, I think this is a brilliant idea.
It is.
I think we're going to publish a book, Sean.
Mm. Let's do it.
Here you go. And now let me get to Davante Adams, because this thing is very exciting to me. During the offseason and during training camp, when Boomer would mention those rumors, like Boomer would say, oh, Davante Adams is going to be a Jet, my reaction was always, sure, I take him. He's a great player, but it wasn't a priority. It wasn't something that I thought was really, really essential. Now that it's clear, Davante Adams is done in Vegas. Now, how do I know Davante Adams is done in Vegas? Let's cite the examples. Are you ready? Example number one came last night when there was a post by Sports Illustrated. Very simple. Michael Fabiano simply tweeted, "Don't be surprised if Davante Adams has already played his last snap with the Raiders." Who cares what Michael Fabiano says? No offense to Michael. I'm sure he's a wonderful guy. But what made it a story is that the head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, Antonio Pierce, liked the post. And Tiki, why would Antonio Pierce like that post?
Well, first of all, Antonio Pierce does not give a you-know-what. And so all he cares about is keeping his team all on his page.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it comes down to.
But that also means Devontae's not on his page.
And that's where I dispute all of this.
What do you mean?
So we did the Raiders in week three. Last week. No, 2 weeks ago. We did the Raiders in week two.
Okay.
And so we got a chance to sit down with Davante. And one of the things I asked him point blank was, you seem to be every other team's person of desire. Are you happy here? And he went on and told me this story about how his family are Raider fans.
Mm.
And so once he got traded to the Raiders from the Green Bay Packers, he actually felt like he was coming to where he viewed home. And his family loves his team, that he's moved to Las Vegas, that he wants to be a Raider for his career. But all the speculation becomes annoying. And you heard him on Kay Adams. Is that yesterday or 2 days?
Well, we have a clip of him talking on Kay Adams. Right. We'll play it in a minute.
But he goes on Kay Adams and he talks about how annoying it is, how everybody is always speculating about him.
Right.
And the reason the speculation is there is because he is in his prime and he should be one of the best wide receivers in football. But he's not statistically because he hasn't had a quarterback in two years. Right, and Aiden O'Connell last year.
Gardner Minshew,
mm-hmm. who for two games didn't want to even throw the ball down the field to him, and so he's only got 200 yards receiving and 20 something receptions in four games. So he's being underutilized. So it makes sense if the Raiders are not going to compete that you'd move off of Davante Adams. I think it's nonsense because I do think the Raiders want to compete, and the last thing they want to do is get rid of Davante Adams at this juncture. Unless he's unhappy saying, get rid of me. And he told me directly, unless he was just lying to my face.
Which he could be.
He absolutely could be.
Sure.
Unless he's lying to my face, he doesn't want to be moved.
Or not even lying to your face. That was 2 weeks ago. And in life, a lot can change in 2 weeks. Mm. Here is the second piece of evidence that there's going to be a breakup. There's a report today coming out of the Las Vegas Journal. A league source with knowledge of the situation has confirmed the Raiders are growing open to the idea of trading Davante Adams. The source said the club has begun reaching out to teams to gauge interest in the veteran wide receiver.
3 days ago, it was the Raiders have turned down requests from teams seeking a trade.
The Timberwolves weren't trading Karl Anthony Towns until they were trading Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah.
Apparently, the Knicks were asking for months about Cat, and it wasn't until the Knicks upped their offer enough to include Dante DiVincenzo where the Timberwolves said, okay, we have a deal.
Basketball is different.
Well, and to add to that, the Nets weren't trading Mikal Bridges to the Knicks until they traded Mikal
Bridges. That's a great example. You're mm-hmm. right. The Nets were never doing it. And I think sometimes why franchises do that is that they try to get the price that they want. And they know the only way they can get the price they want is by saying not available, not available, not available. But to your point, you spoke to Davante Adams 2 weeks ago. He said he was happy. Here's what he said today or yesterday with Kay Adams, when Kay brought up this situation to Davante Adams himself.
What I'm hearing is that a lot of people think you may never play another down as a Raider. What would you say to that?
All I can control is this talk we're having right here. And then after we're done with this, all I can control is the next thing that I'm on to. So I'm going to get up in a minute and get a nice workout in. And that's all I can control.
31 teams are about to go at 32, including there. You're just going to. Here's the thing. You have the chance to shut the door, but it's not. This is what I'm hearing from Davante. It's not about you. You are settled and you're on to the next, and there's a lot more going on. I hope you hear from your coach today.
Yeah, I do too.
Thank you, Davante Adams. Appreciate you. Feel better, most importantly.
What do you take out of that, Tim?
Well, I mean, it is Tuesday. It's not like you hear from your coach on Tuesdays. Hey, me and my coach have a conversation every day. It doesn't work like that.
No, I think he has to hear from him because he liked a post that basically said he's gone.
Yeah, but
Don't you think that Devontae's aware of that?
Maybe, but I also don't know who runs Antonio Pierce's social media, as is evidenced by a lot of these celebrities who don't run their social media.
Oh, come on. This Antonio Pierce has to be aware of, Teague, doesn't he?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'm beyond speculating that every person that we see on social media is actually behind the efforts on that social media platform. I don't believe that that's the case for most people, to be honest with you.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
One, because Antonio Pierce has a ton of stuff on his plate. And why the hell is he scrolling through Instagram?
It's true. Why would he be doing that?
So that makes it, I know how coaches operate.
Yeah.
And I know what their mindset and their focus is. He's not sitting in his office with his feet up, just scrolling. Ooh, man, she's hot. Oh, that's cool. Wow, okay. Oh, man, look at that. Oh, look at that run by, Derrick Henry. He was a beast. Ooh, wow. Oh, that's nasty. Right? He's not doing that. Right? So somebody has his Instagram and maybe they put it on the wrong one and like that. I don't know. I have no idea. So until I hear from AP, and I know AP is not someone that's liking rumors. That's just my gut. My gut on AP. I played you as my teammate.
Yeah.
I've seen him a couple times over the last couple of years because we've called some of their games, and it doesn't strike me as someone, he doesn't strike me as someone who's liking a post.
The reason why I think, you know, independent observer, even though I do have a rooting interest in all of this, but I'm trying to be honest about it on why I think this feels like an inevitable breakup is a couple of things. Number one, the ambiguity of that answer. He could have very easily said, no, I'm a Raider. I love it here. Right. Could have said what he said to you.
Ambiguity.
That was close enough. Thank you, Tiki.
Right.
The ambiguity of the answer. So that's one reason. The other reason is all of a sudden he's got a hamstring issue that cost him last week's game. A game, by the way, they won without him. The other thing is, I know they're 2-2. They're right in the middle of things right now in the AFC. Right. When you look around the AFC, 2-2, the Jets are there, the Ravens are there, the Raiders are there, the Chargers are there. There's a lot of teams at 2-2. So they're
and
right.
The team that's 4-0, the Kansas City Chiefs, are flawed.
Yes. They were the team that probably would offer the most for Devontae Adams at this
and
point.
There's no way that's happening because they're in the division.
But I do think inevitably the Raiders are going to move on from him before the trade deadline. I think there's just way too much smoke to this. Plus, when you look at where they are as a franchise, if he's not putting up massive numbers, helping develop a young quarterback, which right now they're not playing. They're playing Gardner Minshew.
They don't have one.
Right. So that's a part of why it doesn't necessarily make sense for a 32-year-old wide receiver who's not putting up massive numbers, who doesn't appear happy, to be here when you could get a massive haul. Like, if the Raiders decided today, and I believe that report out of Vegas that they're listening on offers, and they're saying, all right, we're listening. You mentioned the Chiefs. It's a great call. Division or not, are the Chiefs not coming to the party, aggressive and trying to trade for him?
They do not have Xavier Worthy's a rookie, so they do have a good young wide receiver, but they don't have a dominant, red zone, I can do whatever I want wide receiver.
And also, Rashi Rice is going to be out for the season. That's clearly it. They could use him. Now, the division thing is a big hill. Here's the other one. The other one is our team, my team, the New York Jets. I think, tell me if I'm wrong here, the offense not clicking, the miscommunication that Aaron Rodgers and Garrett Wilson continue to be on.
Clearly.
Clear as day. They are just not on the same page. I hope it changes, but it hasn't yet. In an all-in win-now season, the Jets are going to make a big offer for Devontae Adams, especially when you look around that wide receiver room and you look at Xavier Gibson and say, really? Do you want Aaron Rodgers targeting Xavier Gibson in a big spot? Mike Williams looks great, by the way.
Yeah.
And he looks healthy, and on 50-50 balls, there ain't a lot of guys better. Alan Lazard looks rejuvenated. But I think the Jets are going to be more aggressive going after him today than they would have been 3 weeks ago. So I think that the Raiders are going to get the offers they want. And ultimately, if they shy away from the division thing, Boomer's going to be right.
Yeah.
Devontae Adams is going to be a New York Jet.
Yeah. If, because I can't think of the other teams. I heard Washington thrown out there, but they're such a young team.
I totally think that's a great one, Teak. I know they're young. They should go for it.
Because
the Eagles are flawed. The Cowboys are flawed. Why not?
Right. Exactly. And their number two receiver is Noah Brown.
Yeah.
And a rookie, Luke McCaffrey. So it's Terry McLaurin and... That's really it.
Luke McCaffrey?
Yeah. And so...
I think that's a great call.
That's just the one I heard recently.
It makes a lot of sense, man.
And this is just all speculation about where he would fit. This isn't... I don't know if the Commanders are actually looking into trading for Devontae Adams, but just where he would fit. A team that is surprisingly good, has a quarterback that might be the best one in the division, and one of the top ones he is the top one completion percentage-wise in the NFL... Over 80% completion percentage. The kid is really good, and he's good with his legs, too. You throw a Devontae Adams into that Commanders offense, they become dangerous, right? They already are dangerous because they score every possession.
And they're going to prefer to trade him to Washington more so than even the Jets because you get him out of the conference. And the Raiders, look, they won last week without Devontae Adams. This could be one of those cases where we're still trying to win. It's not like we're completely giving up. But I think that there is now enough smoke, Tiki, that I think it's going to happen, and I think Joe Douglas has to be aggressive because this is such an important season.
I think the only thing that has to drop is he wants to be traded. I don't know if he still wants... I don't know if he yet wants to be traded. Not still, because I don't think he ever wanted to. He told me he didn't want to be. Last year, we asked him the same question. He said he didn't want to be. So unless he starts saying, I want to be traded, that's when it starts to move.
Why do you believe then? Why do you believe that Devontae Adams has had more trade rumors around him than anyone
because
else.
He doesn't fit with what the where the Raiders are. Right? They hired a bad head coach a year ago. We all know this, right? Bad head coach gets fired midseason, which is hard to do. Talk about that special kind of bad. That they were a special kind of
they
bad.
They were very bad, yes.
They had to fire their head coach. And then Antonio Pierce takes over. He brings in is this a new culture? It's a they're a younger rebuilding team in a lot of spaces. And Davante Adams is a vet who's ready to win now.
Yeah.
And so if you have a young quarterback and a viable quarterback, keep them because you accelerate that rebuild. But they don't have that right now. They're kind of in no man's land. When you don't have a quarterback, you're in no man's land in the NFL.
What is the price tag going to be on acquiring Davante Adams?
Well, I mean, I'd have to look at his contract. But I think it's probably second or third rounder. It's not a first rounder because he's not 27 years old.
So his contract, by the way, this season he's got a base salary of $16 million. There's mm-hmm. a potential out after this season because then he's due a base salary of $35
million right,
so and $35
million. So it's basically a one-year deal.
Yeah, pretty much. When you look at the way the contract is structured, it's basically a one-year deal. He's going to want a new contract.
Right. And so,
which it appears Joe Douglas is not really willing to give, mm-hmm. considering the Hassan Reddick situation.
All right, so the Jets are out.
No, they're not out. You want to know why they're not out? Because if Davante Adams does request a trade, okay, let's say.
And by the way, it's not happening until he does that.
Okay, let's say he changes his mind. Because mm-hmm. listening to that clip with Kay Adams sounds like a guy who doesn't want to say it, but I think he's ready to go. Can we all agree that he's requesting a trade to the New York Jets? I don't think it's going to be Kansas City. As much as Kansas City makes a lot of sense, he's clearly got this special relationship with the quarterback.
Right.
So he's going to want to play with him. I mean, both guys have not beat it around the bush on that. There's a special bond between the two of them. So he is going to push for the New York Jets. He's not going to push for Washington, no offense to Jaden Daniels. And I don't think he's pushing to Kansas City, where the Raiders would prefer not to trade him because they're inside the division.
What about New Orleans?
What about New Orleans?
That's just other.
Oh, because he's close with Derek Carr. Yeah, I can see that because they did have a good relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they need him?
I don't know.
Do the Jets?
Yes.
Jets definitely
Yeah,
do.
I think they do, Sean. Come on, you see the Garrett Wilson issue right now. And whether it's what Beningo said yesterday, mm-hmm. and I said yesterday, which is, hey, maybe we overrated this guy. Maybe we anointed him way too quickly, or it's just strictly, wow, these guys are just not on the same page.
Is Garrett Wilson definitely not better than Olave or Shaheed?
Raheed Shaheed is the up and coming one wide receiver.
I think he looks good. But what I'm saying is
because he takes the top off the defense and he can run routes, so he's very valuable to them.
But what's your question? Like, are the Saints going to be as aggressive?
Young and very good.
I'm answering a question with a question. You're saying would the Saints with Derek Carr?
I don't know what the Saints would be interested. I have no idea.
I think they're pretty good at wide receiver.
Right.
But your doubts about Garrett Wilson, I'm just saying, Garrett Wilson would probably be the number one receiver on the Saints, too.
But that's not the point. The point is, would that franchise go after the player? I think it's clear as day the Jets are going after Davante Adams.
They would, because their third wide receiver is a college free agent.
Right.
Right. They're starting a guy who they found on the street this season.
And it also comes
He's
down
not going back to Green Bay.
It also comes down to the Saints going to be able to pay that price that the Jets may be willing to pay. The Jets are in this desperation point, which... I understand as a fan. Like, they got to win. They can't mess around. So if you've got a chance to get the wide receiver that Aaron Rodgers has the greatest connection with, and he's available, and he wants to come there,
mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I would assume the Jets would be more aggressive than New Orleans.
But that last caveat is the one that we don't know. He wants to leave. We don't know that he wants to leave yet.
Not yet. I think it's coming. And remember, in case anybody forgets when the NFL trade deadline is, I have this quirky, easy way for you to never forget it. I promise you, what I'm about to say, if you put it in your head, you're never going to forget when the NFL trade deadline is. You ready for this cool trick?
Go ahead.
Election day.
I'm a loser.
That's it. Election day. You know, the most important election in American history.
VP debate this afternoon.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, it's VP debate tonight. So November 5th, Tuesday, November 5th, the day of the election, is also the NFL trade deadline. Tiki and I were talking about this months ago. We think the NFL tried to do a power play mm-hmm. and say, let's really test our power.
Yes.
We're going to put the trade deadline up against the election, and we're going to see what people care more about. And Davante Adams gets traded to the Jets on election day. People forget to vote. They're like, oh, hell, we're supposed to vote today? I forgot. So, yeah, you'll never forget it now. November 5th is election day. Eric's in Clifton, New Jersey. What's up, Eric?
Yo, what's going on, guys? Good afternoon. How are you?
What's up?
Yo.
I take a look at this from a different angle, Teak. I think that Evan's right when he says things change. I think with Tyreek Hill looking all kind of pissed off and flustered on the sidelines, with Telesco being our new GM, I think he may want to try to front run any bids going out for Tyreek Hill. He wants to go get the best package before he'll, you know, they could be one loss away from him, you know, starting a really yelling scream and forcing a trade out of Miami.
No, there's no way he's leaving. No way he's leaving Miami. There's too much money in his deal. No chance Tyreek Hill's leaving Miami.
Got a dumb question for you.
Go ahead.
And look this up real quick, guys. When was the exact date of Tyreek Hill's trade from the Kansas City Chiefs to the Miami Dolphins?
It was, I'm going to say, May something.
Okay.
Something. It was in the offseason.
You got the answer to that, Sean? And the reason I bring that up is because I wasn't aware of this till yesterday, but there's a rule that a team cannot trade back a player that they acquired unless it's after 2 years. And the only reason we know about this is because of Hassan Reddick, that the Jets still haven't signed him, and the idea that they would trade him back to Philadelphia is not a possibility.
So you're looking for the date Reddick was traded?
Yeah.
This is easy. Come on, Evan.
It was, it
was opening day. We've talked about this date numerous times.
Right. Tyreek Hill was traded on opening day?
No. They think you're talking about Hassan Reddick.
That's what you're thinking you're talking
about. No, I'm talking about Tyreek
Hill. He's talking about Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill was definitely in the offseason because they didn't want to pay him.
Yeah. I know Hassan Reddick. I didn't need you guys to tell me. Right, I'm talking about Tyreek Hill.
They had just paid Travis Kelce. They had a bunch of big deals that they had just done. And Tyreek Hill knew he wasn't going to get paid.
Right.
So instead of going into his last season on the fifth-year option, he said, just trade me.
Right.
And let me go get paid somebody else.
So the exact date was March of 2022, which means Tyreek Hill can be traded back to the Kansas City Chiefs.
By the way, that's not happening. I'm just telling you.
There's too much
money on their deal, on his deal. But
I mean, isn't it 2 years, dude?
Yeah, just said 2 years.
March 2024 has already passed.
You're an idiot.
Oh.
He's like, oh, wait a second. I got Evan. No, it's been 2.5 years. Yeah. It's got to be within. I had no idea about
that rule. I didn't know that rule either.
And the only reason it came up is because Ian Rappaport mentioned it yesterday because of the Hassan Reddick situation. Right. The Jets have had no movement with Hassan Reddick.
No way he's ever reporting.
Yeah, I'm starting to think that Sean was right about that one, that we're never going to see Hassan Reddick. We'll get back to your calls on this coming up, plus some thoughts as the Yankees await their first-round opponent. Mets getting set for a playoff game. The Yankees got their feet up. The Astros are losing. They're playing a playoff game today, game one of the wild card series. They're losing to the Tigers 3-0.
You called that one.
Who, me?
Hottest team in baseball.
Yeah.
The Tigers.
I halfway called it. First of all, it's only the fourth inning of game one, so I haven't called anything successfully. Mm-hmm. But I did believe last week the Tigers were going to want to run. I thought, though, it was going to be on the Yankee side of the bracket that they were going to play the Orioles, because I didn't see Kansas City winning that final game of the regular season. So I thought the Tigers were going to be on the Yankee side of the bracket, and they were going to upset the Orioles and then possibly upset the Yankees. That has changed all of my predictions, because now they're on the Astros side of the bracket. And I don't know what to expect, but the Tigers do reek of a team that's about to get hot.
But they're off to a good start.
Yeah. This also bunks up Evan's whole theory, Tiki, for months, that the Yankees were going to face their ultimate challenger, the Astros. Then now collides with his Tigers going to get hot thing.
Well, you're right. I don't know what's going to happen. That's the beauty of the MLB playoffs. I just, as the week was going on with Detroit and the way they were playing, it did come to me as, okay, this is the team that's going to be legit hot through the playoffs. So you're right, whether it was on the Yankee side of the bracket or the Astros side of the bracket, it was going to screw the whole thing up. It happens. I mean, what am I going to do about it?
Not boo-hoo.
Anyhow, you ready for a game of Posted and Toasted?
Let's hear it.
It's time for Posted and Toasted.
This is from October 22nd, 2022. Boo the crap out of Aaron Judge.
Huh.
Is that...
what?
Brandon Tierney, you know, Yankee Jet fan. Is that Sean Morash? Is that Keith McPherson? Or is that Sal Licata?
I mean, everybody there is Yankee fans.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Sal, maybe? I want to say Sal.
You're wrong.
How the heck is that
Sal Keith? Sal would never suggest.
How is that Keith?
You think it's Keith?
You're wrong.
Well, how is that BT?
You're wrong.
Kiss my fat ass!
Sean Morash, ladies and gentlemen.
I do it again.
What is wrong with you?
You want to have a victory tour hitting 62 homers? Don't go limp versus the Astros. Let's go.
The same team you don't fear?
I should have paid more attention to the date in 2022.
Yeah, it was late October.
October 2022.
Yeah, take all the bows you want in August, not in October, not on my watch.
Would you do that again?
Like if he struggles and the Yankees are on the verge of losing a playoff series, boo the crap out of him.
How quickly would you turn? So let's say it's divisional series against the Kansas City Royals. And it's game one, and he's 0 for 3 with three strikeouts, and the Yankees are losing 4 to 1.
No, he's got Aaron Judge's earned that much leeway, but facing elimination or even the game before facing elimination, it's time to wake up. And he struggled all series? Absolutely.
Facing elimination in what round? What if you're in the World Series? Has he really going to boom in the World Series?
No, you can't boom in
Is he 0 for 19 in the World Series? Then yes.
Rough.
There's only one guy you don't boo if you're the Yankees this year, Soto.
All right. Here's post number... I love this post. Here's post number two from April 17th, 2014.
2014?
I gotta stop myself from laughing. I apologize. Every time I see a completely bald white guy, it reminds me of some other completely bald white guy I know. Is that...
This also had a typo in it.
Completely is spelled... No, completely is spelled right.
No, every time I see a completely bad white guy...
Oh, yeah, you're right. Every time I see a completely bad white guy, it reminds me of some other completely
This person bald. Was clearly firing off too many jokes at once back then.
Yeah, I take it as bald, though. The bad doesn't... No, like, okay. Every time I see a completely bald white guy, it reminds me of some other completely bald white guy I know. All right.
What?
Is that Jerry Recco, Tiki Barber...
It's not me.
Sean Morash or Greg Giannotti?
Gio.
You losers! That's right, Greg Giannotti.
So who is he talking about?
I have no idea.
So he's probably talking about... Who's bald on their show?
Well, this was a long time ago. It was 2014.
This might have been when he was in Pittsburgh.
May have been when we may have been watching he may have been watching wrestling and saw like Bill Goldberg and was like, Steve Austin, same thing.
The Penguins had like three bald white coaches in a row, too.
That may have been it.
But I'm just wondering who the bald white guy he knows is.
Yeah. I'm not sure. 2014 is a long time ago. Here's post number three. This is from November 9th, 2015. Hate banana cake. Sorry, some of these crack me up. Hate banana cake. Either have a banana or have a cake. Hold on, I'm sorry. Loogie, can you read the post for me? Because I can't get through without laughing.
Okay, Tiki, this post is from November 9th, 2015. Hate banana cake. Either have a banana or have cake. Don't combine them.
Is that Al Dukes, Sean Morash, Chris McMonagle, or Greg Giannotti?
That's Sean.
Yes, it is.
That is correct, Sean Morash.
You know how I know that, Sean?
Why?
Because Sean's the only person I know that would know that banana cake isn't a thing.
It's how he ended up being a fat piece of ass.
It's banana bread.
Which is weird because I like banana bread. You sure?
Yes.
I don't like banana
pies.
There's
no such thing as banana cake.
Really?
Banana cream pie.
When have you ever seen a banana cake?
I never thought about it. I just assumed there was a banana cake, much like there's a carrot cake.
Have you ever had a banana cake?
No.
Ever. I've had banana cream pie, sure.
That's probably what I meant.
It's banana bread. Yeah, yes. Teak's right.
Because I like banana bread. So I also feel good about carrot cake.
I knew he's the kind of guy that would mess that up.
He's an idiot. That's what you're saying.
I'm just tired of tricks.
Do you remember tweeting that and hating banana cake but liking cake and liking banana?
How old were you then? That was 9 years ago?
9 years ago, so I was 28.
Do you remember tweeting this random thing out 9 years ago?
I know I have a strong take when it comes to fruits, vegetables, and cake overall, so that's not alone.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is the most timely old tweet for Posted and Toasted I could find, so let's present it. It's short, it's to the point, and I think we all agree with it. August 20th, 2011. Simply put, F the Brewers. F the Brewers. Who posted that? Was it
Evan Roberts, Sal Licata, Greg Giannotti, or Tommy Lugauer?
Was it actually F or was it the real word?
It was literally the letter F. There was no curse. The person cleaned it up.
Oh, that's you.
You think it was me?
You're wrong. Oh,
no, I never said F the Brewers. Mm-hmm. Never have. Maybe I will today in a couple of hours. Not me.
Sal.
You're wrong.
Gio.
Pictures of your booty.
Greg Giannotti, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Three times.
And I love
Why would he care?
Who knows?
In 2011?
Maybe he gambled on it.
Or were they in the Pirates division? He was covering Pittsburgh.
They were in the Pirates division, but he also may have made a bet.
But was he a Pirates like supporter of that?
Well, I think when you're doing sports talk radio in Pittsburgh, you probably are supporting the team doing
it?
Well.
He faked it?
Yeah. Let me teach you something, Tiki. Most people in this business fake it. And most women that probably happen would fake it.
You too? You've been told that?
Also, Tiki, you should know my father has chimed in.
Yes.
Entenmann's makes banana cake. That was very prevalent in my house growing.
Oh. I've never had that.
See? You got to apologize.
I never have seen it.
My dad loves everything flavored banana.
Banana cake from Entenmann's.
You better apologize to the banana cake community.
What's the sugar? What's the sugar content in that thing?
Tiki, have you seen my waist? There's probably a lot.
In honor of the F the Brewers tweet by Gio, I am going to tweet out a picture of it in support because I agree with him.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, I think we could all.
You're not going to do it yourself because you don't want to be lewd.
I don't mind tweeting F the Brewers. I just think
board material.
I mean, I can do it myself. It just I kind of like having an old one that I can go to. It's completely out of context and random. But guess what? I think Gio would agree as a Met fan, and I am a Met fan. And most of us are, you know, at least rooting for the Mets. Even if you're not a Met fan, we all agree with the sentiment. And the credit goes to Gio. He was saying F the Brewers before any of us was. So I want to give him the proper credit. Why should I steal credit from him? So I'm posting that right now. It says, F the Brewers. I'm going to say, I agree.
Is anyone
Bang!
Related to that team or is anyone associated with that team still associated with the team?
From 2011?
Yes.
The mascot with the great mustache that goes down the slide.
His name is Bernie Brewer. Get it right. You know what's so crazy? So the Brewers have had a run where they've been in the playoffs a lot. They haven't advanced a lot. In fact, last year they lost to the Arizona Diamondbacks in the first round this round, the wild card series. And obviously that team was very similar to the one they have right now. Freddie Peralta even started game one. He's starting game one today. I have a trivia question for you. And trust me, the question has an answer with reason. The Milwaukee Brewers lost two straight to the Diamondbacks last year in this round, the wild card series. They hit one home run in that entire series. Who hit the one home run for the Milwaukee Brewers? And I would only ask this if I was making some kind of point. So I'm just going to tell you.
Tell us.
The person who hit the only home run for the Milwaukee Brewers in last year's postseason is in the New York Mets lineup tonight. His name is Tyrone Taylor. How about that?
Never would have gotten that.
You wouldn't have got that one. But you know what's sort of nuts? And we'll get to your calls in a second, I promise. You know, you talk about, has anyone left from a Brewer team a decade a decade ago? Of course, the answer is no. How about the fact that
like, GM?
Oh, well, no, David Stearns. David Stearns wasn't even hired at that point. Right.
The skip, obviously. Yeah. Maybe the owner, I guess, is still.
I think they changed owners. I don't even think that's the same. But the Mets were in the playoffs two short years ago. Really wasn't that long. And when you look at who was on their postseason roster and you compare it to now, there is a ridiculous amount of changes. Like the only four guys that I'm looking at right now that were on the postseason roster. I don't think
in 2022.
In 2022.
So I can give you three.
You can get all four. Lindor.
Lindor, Alonso, Alvarez. Was he not on the postseason?
I'm trying to remember. I think he did make the postseason roster, but he didn't have a big role.
Yeah, he didn't. I just know he was in that last series, so I'm assuming he was on the postseason.
He was called up for that series against the Atlanta Braves,
Nimmo
Starling Marte. Starling Marte missed September and then came back for that postseason. Francisco Alvarez had one at-bat in that series against San Diego. Mark Vientos was not on the roster. Then you want to go even deeper. Look at the pitching staff. I see two guys, three guys actually, on the pitching staff that are still around.
McGill?
Nope.
He wasn't.
He was not on that roster.
Peterson? No.
David Peterson was one. He actually appeared out of the bullpen in that series twice. And the other
Ottavino?
Two?
No, he wasn't.
Adam Ottavino is the other.
Really?
And then you're forgetting the obvious one.
Ooh.
Edwin Diaz.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. So now, I just named seven guys of 26. That was only 2 years ago. I mean, the entire rotation
is
different, right?
It's crazy how quickly. And we talk about it in football, the turnover. It's like a third of the team turns over every year. That's like a tenth, like eight-tenths of a team.
Yeah, and the manager is obviously very different.
Right, 30, how many, 26?
26 guys on a roster.
So the 30 guys, you have how many left? Seven?
Seven.
Jeez.
That is incredible turnover considering we're only talking about 2 years since the last time the Mets were in the postseason.
Wow.
Dave is calling from Bayport. How you doing, Dave?
Hey, Ed. Hey, Kiki. How you doing?
Good.
Good. What's up?
I just want to say congrats, Ed, on your Mets.
Thank
Great
you.
Great job.
We worked very hard for that. Thank you.
No problem. And Kiki, congratulations on, my opinion, your Hall of Fame career. I used to love watching you, even though I'm a Jets fan with my grandfather.
Thank you, man.
He's a Giants fan. So I just want to touch a little bit on the Davante Adams rumors. I was listening to, I guess, a fantasy radio on SiriusXM, and they were saying maybe the Raiders are looking for a young wide receiver, and they brought up Wilson. So
What?
I'll hang up and listen to your call.
What? I'm not trading Garrett Wilson.
No chance that's happening.
Despite his struggles and despite him getting off to, let's admit it, a very rocky start this year, maybe not all his fault, but some of it is fault. Certainly that fumble last week, a few days ago, is on him. I am in no business also of trading or even entertaining the idea of trading Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, it makes no sense. Because even if you brought in Davante Adams, who's 32, 33, it just, the future is so bright for Garrett Wilson.
I would lose my mind if they did
that. It doesn't make any sense. And eventually he'll get on the same page with Aaron Rodgers.
That's what I'm hoping.
Eventually they'll be fine.
Yeah.
But let's not forget, Garrett Wilson, this is now his third year, right? No, yeah.
Third year.
They said three basically different quarterbacks.
Oh, my God. He's had a million quarterbacks.
It's unbelievable, the turnover.
But the thought would be, you're with Aaron Rodgers now. And this is where it all unlocks and you become that superstar.
You guys remember Christian Watson?
Yeah.
Out in Green Bay?
Yeah.
He's a really good wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers right now. They have four of them. And do you remember his first season?
Yeah.
With Aaron Rodgers?
That's because Aaron Rodgers ignored OTAs and didn't care about it.
Well, still.
Aaron Rodgers now.
Different Aaron Rodgers. But my point is, it took him a long time to get right with Christian Watson.
Yeah.
And by the end of the season, it was deep ball after deep ball. And
okay, so how many more weeks before I can be worried about the lack of connection between Garrett and Aaron? Give me a number.
I'm going to say give it two more.
Two more weeks?
So 3 weeks from now,
okay,
they'll be right.
Thank you.
And the reason I say two, because I'm kind of throwing away this weekend.
Me throwing away? Why? Because it's in London? Doesn't count?
No, because Aaron Rodgers is beat the hell up.
Yeah, he is beat up. I'm not surprised about that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I got to mention this on the air yesterday. It was such a hectic show with the Mets going on. When Greg Zuerlein was lining up for the 50-yard field goal, and Aaron had gotten his ass kicked throughout that game, the thought going through my head, and it sucks I had this thought, but I really did, was, man, if he makes this field goal and we escape with a victory and we're 3-1, I would not play Aaron Rodgers in London. Mm. I would have sat him. I would have had the idea of, you know what? He needs a rest.
Yep.
He's gotten his ass kicked. It's a long flight to London. But because they dropped a 2-2 and you got the Bills the following week, I don't know, man. Like, I don't feel as conservative as I was actually feeling late Sunday of giving Aaron a week to rest up.
And even if they had one and they're 3-1, you still feel pretty okay with Tyrod Taylor having to start a game.
I trust Tyrod Taylor here and there.
Exactly. Yeah. You're not worried about him looking horrendous and having a disastrous performance if he ends up having to be the starting quarterback.
No.
That's why you get Tyrod Taylor.
Of course.
And so, I mean, it might still not be a bad idea, because if you haven't seen the report or seen McAfee, he's got swollen knee.
Yeah, Aaron admitted he's got a swollen knee. Which no one could be surprised by if you watch the game.
What was the hit? 13, 14?
Dude, he was hit 14 times.
14 hits. It was only a couple of sacks, but still.
Five sacks.
He was hit. Was it five?
It was five, yeah. Wow. Got sacked five times. He got his ass
kicked. That's a lot.
No, he really got beat up. That's why I didn't want to argue with these guys on text messages, but Sean and Loogie made a point early in the season that Aaron Rodgers looks old. He wasn't moving well.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I'll give it some time. And then the following week, he was moving really well. I honestly thought he was moving great last week. They actually ran a design run for him, which, by the way, I'm not exactly in favor of. I don't think he looked old. I think they beat the crap out of him because the offensive line didn't block for him, and he looked hurt. Yeah, he didn't look old. He looked hurt.
The challenges you get. Oh, he is old because you can't recover.
That's fair. By the way, that's fair. And if that's the point you're making, I accept that one. But I don't think it was fair to say he looks old. I think it was he looks hurt because they were beating him up. Anyhow, very important, I give you these poll results. The SNY Fan Choice Poll was sponsored by Dunkin', the official coffee of Evan and Tiki. These results are nuts. I mean, you guys are, to quote Christopher Mad Dog Russo, you guys are hot stuff. I'll tell you, yeah, it's a hot stuff. Which team will go further in the postseason? 80% say the Mets, 20%
say the
Mets.
Let's go, Mets! Yeah.
Come on, man.
I mean, it's SNY.
It's SNY and it's our audience.
Who's watching this?
That is true. Listen, I hope the poll results are right, but I don't know about that. Yes, this has become a big story the last day or two, even though it happened on our show a week ago. Paul in Middletown. What's up, Paul?
Hey, Evan. How's it going? And Tiki as well.
What's up?
Let me just start off by saying that your party yesterday was outstanding. I was listening to the whole thing while watching it.
Outstanding.
I
loved it. Was out of control, minute. Paul. It was out of control.
But I look forward to another one. That's how good it was.
All right. As long as it's not Thursday, I don't have the heart to take it anymore.
No, I get you. Thank you, Paul. It was very much appreciated. Thank you.
What's up, dude?
All right. So this is for Tiki. And Tiki, I have to start off by saying, Lucy, you have some splaining to do.
Why? What did I do?
And I think I have to put it like this. When are we going to get it to the BT in the room? If you know where I'm going with it.
Well, here's what happened. And it's funny how sometimes news travels at a slower pace.
Yes.
Last week. It was last week. Wasn't it last week?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Last week. I don't know what the hell we're talking about. But Tiki says, you know, we got some weird combinations here in New York sports. Right. Do you know anybody that's a Jet Yankee fan? You found it weird. And my immediate reaction is that I thought of my longtime producer, Ernie Acosta, who I worked with for a very long time.
Uh-huh.
It still bothers Loogie that me and Ernie are closer than Loogie and I are, and maybe someday you'll surpass that.
I didn't even know that till you just said that.
No,
I'm deeply offended.
But Ernie is a guy I enjoyed working with. We went to many games together, and he is a diehard Jet fan, and not just a Yankee fan, but a Yankee fan that hates the Mets.
Mm.
And so I initially said, well, I worked with Ernie Acosta. Right. That's my guy.
So it makes sense.
Somehow Tiki completely forgot about BT.
I was wrong.
And by the way, so did all of us.
Exactly.
Because while I put over my guy Ern, okay, that's my excuse, Loogie and Sean, who can't wait to turn that mic on, had nothing to say. And then finally, we took a caller like 2 minutes later, because Loogie fast-tracked the guy because he thought it was funny. And the caller's like, hey, T, quick question. Who did you used to work with for 10 years? And Tiki's like, well, BT. I love BT. And the guy's like, uh-huh. What teams does he root for?
Exactly.
And Tiki's like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Jet Life Stadium.
Oh, it's because we never talked about him on the Nationals Network. You guys forget. You heard me on WFAN with BT for a year and a half. BT and I did national radio for a decade.
Hmm.
We never talked. We barely got Nick's talk in there. Barely. Like, he forced it in there. He crowbarred Nick's talk in there. But the Jets weren't good,
mm-hmm.
and the Yankees were the Yankees.
It was a different kind of show.
It was a different show. We're not talking about him every day.
So BT obviously now knows about this. I forgot why. I guess it was published somewhere. I think it became like a story or was written about. I'm not that familiar with why, so the morning guys heard about it. Mm. So here is Brandon's response to Tiki Barber forgetting that he is a Yankee Jet fan.
He is a smart guy, but for such a smart guy, he's lost sometimes with basic stuff.
Here's another clip of BT on that.
Tiki, just for a smart guy, he forgets basic things. I don't know how else to say it.
You're dead to me.
Yes,
he's dead to me.
That was funny to me. What I felt bad about was, because I was listening in the shower. Sometimes I listen while I shower.
Mm.
And most of the time I listen to music in the shower. I was listening to Boomer and Gio. I support our radio station.
At least we know you were showering.
And I texted Gio about, actually, I didn't text him this part. I felt bad that Ernie took shrapnel. Cause,
why?
Because G's like, why is Evan thinking about Ernie? And I'm like, Ernie's my guy. No offense to BT. I like BT, but I worked with Ernie for 11 years. Me and him were at Jets Patriots together. Like, I'm friends with him. I still talk to him.
Right.
So, of course, he's going to be the first Jet Yankee fan I think of. That's not a knock on Brandon. It's more that Ernie and I are buddies.
Right.
So I felt bad. And then Ernie and I were talking. I was like, man, Ernie, I apologize that you took the shrapnel on that. He was not offended, though. And
how
I don't know
if be. It's fandom.
Yeah, it's like, just fandom.
I'm different because I don't care about fandom.
I think that's what it is.
Or it just doesn't affect me the way that it affects you guys.
Yeah. You look at us like we're crazy sometimes.
You're not joking.
I'm not joking.
I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you guys?
A lot.
I know.
But we admit
but
there's
a lot. My fandom is just different.
Yeah, no, I get you. We admit
my mind operates differently and process things differently. So it doesn't, oh, well, top of my head, he's such a huge fan of this or blah, blah, blah of this. It's just different.
If you were out today and someone said to you, you know, I've never met a Brooklyn Nets fan. Do you know any Brooklyn Nets fans? Would you think?
Yeah, because you took me to a Brooklyn Nets game.
Oh, okay.
The Nets still in the league?
I know. By the way, Ben Simmons. This is the only thing I'll say about the Nets. I'm going to say it, and then we're going to move on because there's much more important business. Ben Simmons, I want you to do me a favor, okay?
And by the way, I don't forget basic things.
Damn right you don't.
I forget things that I don't care about.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
You know what? You just inspired me.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to comment on Ben Simmons because I don't give a rat's ass about him.
There you go.
All I was going to say is never speak again. That's all I was going to say. I never want to hear you speak ever again.
And you had the wrong Nets thing to care about.
Why? What am I supposed to care about with the Nets besides Ben Simmons opening up his mouth?
Because we listed all the gimmicks and the Mets are basically unbeatable since Cam Thomas threw out the first pitch. How you doing?
What? We did forget that! He's right! The Mets had all these great gimmicks this season. Grimace. Haktua. OMG. My guy, Cameron Boucher-Thomas, threw out the first pitch. How come that doesn't get any
that?
Love?
When was that?
Get the date, Sean.
I'll get it.
You get that damn date.
That's just so random. It
doesn't count.
It doesn't even resonate with people. Nets fans don't even remember that.
I, you know what? I forgot about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
I forgot about it until Sean told me.
I don't have the date, but the Mets are 43-27 since he threw out the first pitch.
So you do have the date because you know the date.
Well, again, I don't have the date. I have the record since he threw out the
first
pitch.
Okay, so go back 73 games.
Here's all I know, Sean, and this is a fact that should be published. I think the WFAN Twitter account should put it out immediately. The New York Mets have the best record in baseball since Cam Thomas threw out the first pitch. That's all that matters.
July 11th.
My birthday! My birthday! That's my birthday!
And why he threw out the first pitch?
Yeah.
See, this is what I'm talking about. See how excited he just got?
Yeah. I remember that. It was a weekday afternoon, and I was working. Why was I working on my birthday while the Mets were playing a home day game, and Cam Thomas was throwing out the first pitch? Anyhow, let's get to some important issues.
You probably actually weren't here.
No, I actually was. I swear to God I was here. I think you were off that day.
He was here because he called his three Net fan buddies to tell them that Cam Thomas was I'm not even joking.
I think Luke's right. You were out because you would have remembered this.
I would have. I know.
This is one of those weird things you would have remembered. You'd have been like, damn, that guy's a maniac. We need to get to the things that matter. Matt in Hillsborough, New Jersey has a very important question. What's up, Matt?
What's up, Matt?
And this is to Tommy. Hey, guys. We all know Evan does not wear deodorant. Mm-hmm. With all that flop sweat jumping around. They started humping you. How bad did he smell and what did it smell like?
Oh. Great question. Thank you, Matt, for asking it.
Tommy?
Evan, I love you. Not as much as you love Ernie, but I do love you. I still can't get the smell out of my nostrils.
Is that bad?
It wasn't good, man. I got to be honest with you.
Wow.
The hair on the back of my neck stood up. I love you to death. I hate to do this. He did ask a question.
I'm going
to
defend myself on this. Okay, so yesterday when we were doing that show, the live audio watch party, I was sweating like a pig.
You are sweating.
And I'm not blaming our company. Was it a little bit warm on that area where we were doing the show? Maybe.
I was spritzing.
Performance space.
Yeah, the performance space. You were spritzing too?
I was spritzing. The lights were hot.
Yeah, I think the game too got me sweating a lot.
Fair enough.
So my excuse is not that I smell. It's that I was sweating like a pig. And what happens when you sweat? No human being smells good when they're sweating.
No. You smell like chorizo quesadillas.
Well, that's because I was shoving my face with them. I couldn't have enough.
So it was coming through your pores.
It was coming through my pores.
It's like a dump truck going through a nitroglycerin.
They were delicious, however.
I think SNY already signed off, but stay tuned for baseball night in New York. I think it's too late. But we